This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Across the Lone Star State, the town of West Texas is well known as a Czech cultural hub. Some bakeries and certain kolache stops come to mind. But 6 years ago, the tiny town about 20 miles north of Waco was thrust into the national spotlight after an explosion at a local fertilizer plant. 15 people were killed in a blast that left a physical crater in town, destroying schools, homes, and other property nearby. 3 years later, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives ruled the explosion an arson. Though no one's ever been charged, reporter Morgan Keeler visited West and found a town determined to move forward.
Despite the persistent pouring rain that forced the celebration inside, the small community of West Texas came together Saturday to honor the lives lost and remember the day that changed their community forever. Families, the local Boy Scouts, and current members of the volunteer fire department all sat together in the new West High School auditorium. The high school was one of the many buildings damaged by the explosion and was rebuilt in 2015.
But today, we gather to honor 12 brave first responders who gave their lives in service to all of us, and also our three beloved citizens who lost their lives on that tragic day.
It was April 17, 2013, when the West Fertilizer Company storage and distribution facility exploded, killing 15 and injuring more than 150. The blast leveled city blocks and left a crater 93 feet wide and 12 feet deep. And the people of West have been rebuilding ever since.
And now we're deeply moved and very excited to finally be able to present to the community of West and the state of Texas the West Fallen Heroes Memorial.
The Fallen Heroes Memorial, which had to be unveiled via video due to the heavy rain, is located about 100 yards away from where the fertilizer plant once stood. It features a reflecting pool surrounded by 15 plaques with a photo and a short biography of each person who lost their life. Among those admiring and celebrating the unveiling was Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
As a person who has faced tragedy myself, I know what goes through the hearts and minds and souls of the people affected by this. I empathize so much with the tragedy they faced. But I'm inspired so much, and Texas is inspired so much, by the strength and resiliency with which they have responded.
The memorial project cost roughly $300,000 to build, most of which was covered by donations. People gave what they could, whether it was money or labor. However, there was one man that Governor Abbott personally thanked.
And I particularly want to express my deep gratitude for Joe Pashovsky. I want to thank him for his leadership to help guide the pathway to establish this remarkable memorial, something that will be a lasting tribute to the heroes who lost their lives, including his son, Joey.
The Pashovskys were longtime West residents. Joey was a volunteer firefighter, and Joe a city council member. With a town as small as West, everyone was personally affected by the explosion. Valerie Payne is one of the many citizens who attended the memorial.
I grew up here in West. My uncle is a volunteer firefighter. He was there during the explosion and was injured, as well as an old neighbor of ours that we grew up with, Joey Pashovsky, who didn't make it. So we're here to support him, his family.
In many ways, the memorial dedication served as an opportunity for West as a community to stop and reflect on how far they've come in the last 6 years. Their progress was acknowledged by Governor Abbott.
West Texas was broken that day. But by God, you remained unbowed in your belief of what West could be and what this community would eventually evolve into.
It's been a long 6 years for West, and the ceremony was bittersweet, especially for people like Valerie Payne.
Everybody's come a long way. Emotionally, physically, all of it.
Throughout the ceremony, a phrase was repeated over and over.
God bless Texas, and God bless West.
a phrase the people of West have adopted as a unifying mantra as they've rebuilt their town and pieced their community back together. For the Texas Standard, I'm Morgan Keeler.